Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Here's the Thing with Kev on Stage and...
That Chick Angel.
We're here to make you laugh every Wednesday, wherever podcasts are found on YouTube and Facebook. Shout out to Angel's Wings.
Angel Wings,
Angel
yes.
Wings, her Patreon. Shout out to our Patreon, kevonstagestudios.com. Because of you and your giving, we're able to make sure Angel is compensated every week. And every creator you ever hear of or see on here that requires a fee is given because of the people. With that, are you ready, Angel? There's a lot.
It's a lot to
talk about. Oh, we're gonna talk about.
First
of all, Shane Dawson, cuz I'm finna pull up on Will Smith's honor. Will.
Yeah.
On your honor for the time I met you in January and for the shirt I have.
Bless your heart.
I'm finna pull up on Shane Dawson. Angel, can you imagine a BuzzFeed headline that says Angel has to apologize for the N-word, doing blackface, joking about pedophilia, all in one headline.
All in one. He really had a full house. Like, if he was playing spades, let me tell you, he's doing all the things.
He had all the books of offense.
Of offense.
I mean, I watched the interview. I'm like, bro, how did you live? How did you get to go this far?
So many people supported him through all the mess that he has done. And now, you're like, there's so many things that I've done. I feel so terrible.
His voice was just like that, too. I was like, bruh. And I was just so wrong. And I just... my family, it sounds like when a kid, like when a child does something wrong,
right,
and you're like, but I didn't know that was bad. When I was little, they was mean. And that's, why does people being mean to you as a child make you use backface and call me a nigga?
You know, it shouldn't be that way, but apparently, you know, things that happen into your childhood, in your childhood, can make you an a-hole, and that is what he became.
He is... the trashest of trash.
He is.
Jada got on him, Angel.
She should. Let's back it up.
Back
okay.
It. Beep,
the beep, fact beep. That you thought it was appropriate to pretend as if you were masturbating on a pillow of an underage girl with an underage girl's face on it. Like, how disgusting of a human being. That's you. We fighting. This point blank in a period. Soon as I see you. I'm about to put my hands on you. And the fact that you even thought that it was okay to now apologize, like, people have to edit this.
People have to sit there and edit this.
Yeah.
Here's the crazier thing, Angel. He got away with trash for so long.
So long. So long.
So long. I've never been a fan of him. I'm aware of pretty much every big YouTuber. Outside of, not everyone. But the old people who've been on famous on YouTube for like 10 plus years, the OGs of YouTube, I'm aware of most of them.
Yeah.
Never been a follower of Shane Dawson or anything like that, but I'm aware of his brand of humor. He had kind of rebranded himself as like a conspiracy theorist as of late and got away from a lot of the shock humor. But I wasn't even aware of all of this stuff.
No, I'm friends with the girl he used to be engaged with. So
really?
This is before he had come out as bisexual. When she said they were engaged, I was like, y'all engaged? But then they broke it off. So I only knew of him in that context. I was never following his humor was never built for me.
No.
Like, it was not something that I was going to find funny. But, you know, we put so much of the ideas that our younger kids have on their parents, but it be these influencers that are just doing so much trash and it being found acceptable.
Here's what I want to say, too, and I just don't care who feels it. Black influencers, we don't get these chances to begin with.
Nah.
And we would never get the chance to do it multiple times.
Mm-mm.
There was a time when I worked at All Def, there was a company who shared the space with us, and we had pitched Dormtainment for this Chevy Dr. Pepper brand deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they weren't brand safe. But they picked a white YouTuber who did the exact same type of humor, but it was white frat boy humor, and Dormtainment was black. It wasn't even black frat boy humor, but it was like black college humor.
Yeah.
At the time, that's what they were known for. And he was safe, and his stuff was way, way further down the line than any of our stuff. But when it's a white person who has the money, white person in the boardroom, white person the head of this company and the head of the agency, it's easier to say, oh, that's cool. Just kids being kids.
Right.
But black people, it's like, y'all don't understand us, so you don't even give us the chances they get.
At all.
And the doggone money they get for brand deals was never passed along to black people.
Oh, absolutely not. There is a whole movement happening right now where brands are having to be more transparent because we're seeing that the pay, like, discrepancy between black influencers and white influencers and black influencers who have like high engagement getting paid like half of somebody who has less followers, less engagement. But it's only because brands feel more comfortable backing white folk. Even if their stuff is trash, even if their stuff isn't like well made, even if their stuff is just like in poor taste, they're just like, but we'll put our money behind you.
And then the forgivingness of them is like Logan Paul. Logan Paul, lest we forget, he went to a suicide forest and filmed a dead body and lived to tell the tale, no pun intended. And still got brand deals, still sold merch, still does crazy numbers. Like they would erase you from the annals of YouTube.
Absolutely.
Ever.
They would never let me start a channel ever again. It could be just the channel for my children. They would make sure that me, my children, and my children's children never were able to make content again. I just knew Logan would be like off of the plane of this earth as far as we talk about content. And the fact that his name is still even brought up in conversation.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. And the same thing's going to happen with this little red-faced boy crying in this video. He's still... He's still going to be making content. People are going to still support him because folk don't be caring about when people do offensive things to black folk.
So here's something. Somebody in the Patreon audience so said, how do y'all feel about cancel culture now? Here's the thing. Shane Dawson channel from, I saw this on Twitter like 2 seconds ago. I don't know if it's true or not, but it looks like three of his channels have been demonetized.
Okay.
Cancel culture means you don't want a person to have the chance to grow, right? Shane Dawson has had I think if you make mistakes, you have to answer for those.
Yes.
Right. If you, the things he did where I feel like we all can kind of agree joking about masturbating to an 11-year-old should not then continue to allow you to be paid.
Yes.
By YouTube to advertise.
Absolutely.
Right. If you want to make YouTube videos, you know, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But to be allowed to profit off of it when you had that stance. You know, and what I mean by cancel culture is people who are not fans of you, jumping on board and saying they hate you when they were never fans of you.
Right.
Right. But trying to hold people accountable is not cancel culture.
No. And we should. Like, how else are we going to be able? As I told y'all, my love language is words of affirmation. I love constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I love for people to hold me accountable. Now, I'm not saying try to condemn me, but hold me accountable. And he needs to be held accountable for the crap that he's put out there and made a lot of money off of. So regardless of whether or not that's considered cancel culture, I don't care. But to just let him go willy-nilly and feel great about the things that he did, like, he needs to be held to the fire.
He got to be held to the fire. Jada came out. Jaden came out. Will didn't come out yet. I don't know if you saw anything.
No, I haven't seen anything.
When Will says something, the hammer
is
drops.
Absolutely.
Like, it's a thing. It was absolutely a thing over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
But it is, you know, shoot, Will. I'm going to see how many he has on Instagram.
I was about to say, are you looking up Will's phone number? Are you about
no,
to call
no,
him?
Because I know you all met.
I know you met. I wasn't sure if you exchanged.
Did you know?
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if you all exchanged numbers. That was the part.
Kev, I'm surprised you didn't get that photo printed and put on this wall, to be honest.
That would have made.
I would never do anything like that.
You definitely
it's
would.
It's probably going to be framed on his desk here soon.
Will has 46 million.
Wow.
Instagram followers. Jada has 10 million. Mm-hmm. Jaden has. Is he C. Cyrus Smith?
No, I don't
15
know.
15 million. So Will has, and obviously a lot of people follow.
Crossover, all, yeah. You know,
but when, and Will Smith has been an A-list celebrity for the last 30 years almost, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least 25
mm-hmm.
solid years. For sure, 20.
Yeah.
Him responding in any way, shape, or form seals the deal.
It's a game over.
For Shane Dawson's career. Now, here's another issue.
Tell me.
And Angel?
What's up?
We're going to talk about
Come on. Tell me, Kev.
So, friend of mine sends me a clip of Shane, Steve Green.
Yes.
And Nikki Limo.
Three Limo. Dummies in a video.
Now.
That's what that was.
So here's the issue. Here's the thing.
Here is it. What?
I shot with Steve and Nikki like no less than two weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
On Just Kidding News. Mm-hmm. Right? Not aware.
That they had put out this video.
That they had put out this video. So I'm watching a video of them joke about. The death of Trayvon Martin. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Discord audience, Patreon fans is like, what up, Kev?
Right.
That's your people.
Yeah.
What's good? And I said, oh, we're going to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
So here's where we stand.
Please.
I hit up the people at Just Kidding News, mm-hmm. and I was like, I can't do this mm-hmm. anymore. I can't. The thing that Steve said in his apology video was that you guys got to understand the context of this.
I know, I heard.
Okay? You got to understand the context of this video. The yeah. context of this video.
What we were trying to do.
The context of the video, what he said was, the idea of the game mm-hmm. is that you are supposed to talk trash about people who are universally loved. Mother Teresa, Gandhi. Okay? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
People who lived to old age
right.
and died.
Yeah.
Right? Then he said Martin Luther King, Trayvon Martin. Okay. Now we have a problem.
Again.
Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Uh-huh.
Black.
Yeah.
Assassinated. Trayvon Martin was a child.
Yes.
Who was murdered.
Murdered.
Not the same thing as Mother Teresa, Gandhi, the Pope. You know what I'm saying? Like, not the same thing.
How are they even drawing parallels?
Ain't no parallel to be drawn.
At
right?
all.
And on top of that, being a black man who is the father of black sons, who my oldest son is within 2 years of how old Trayvon Martin was when he was murdered.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time keying
right.
about that.
Yeah.
So I told them, I said, look, bro, I'm not even going to tell you who to have on your show. None of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I
yeah.
cannot go up there. Mm-hmm. And just act like I didn't hear
right.
what I heard. Because from Steve, the creator of the game, it's actually in this instance even worse than Shane Dawson's joke, right? Mm-hmm. Shane Dawson's joke was trash. Their laughing was trash.
Terrible.
But to create a game like that.
Like, it's not even funny. It's a terrible game.
Angel?
Terrible. And then the apology. It was like, the girl was like, Nikki was like, you know, it is 2:30. She seems so over it. We got it. We didn't want to wait until the morning because we already knew. You guys got to understand, like, the context of the game. There was so much while I'm here for direct energy, but when there is no actual, like, I felt like they did not understand that the whole thing was wrong. Like, how do you even put in your head, I'm going to put someone who never got justice for his murder, first
right,
of all.
Right.
Never
Dude
got
walked.
Justice. Chilling.
And that was the first in my adult life.
Yes.
That was the first page that turned in the supreme rage.
Yeah.
Because it was like rage underneath suppressed rage.
Yeah.
I just actually before the verdict, I remember, and I watched the trial every day. And I remember watching, and I'm like, his lawyers, George Zimmerman's lawyer, are doing a better job than Trayvon, than the prosecution.
Yeah.
Like the defense. I'm like, but there's no way. Come on, man. There's no way he's going to get off. And when he got that not guilty verdict, I was like, oh, y'all don't
care. I was watching with my son, and I was just like, I literally picked up the camera right after because I was so heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure, because at the time, most of my followers were white.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure they understood my raw emotion and not understanding at the time of like, how is this allowed in America for a child to be walking, be murdered, and it be okay?
Yeah.
And so to think that that belongs in any game, belongs in Yahtzee, Monopoly, a Connect Four, some stupid game, just shows a lack of empathy. Because did they have any white child that been murdered or molested out here in these streets in the game?
Never in a million years.
Did they?
Angel Akita Moore Tanksley.
Did they have Anne Frank at least? Like, did they have anybody?
Nothing has ever been murdered. Like, no. And I, at this point in my life, I don't have to.
Right.
Like, I don't have to act. I don't have to make excuses.
Right.
I don't even always have to forgive. I can understand, you know what I'm saying? And Bart and Joe made a video where they're like, look, we've been trash too. Like, you know, we're trying to own up to all that. And I appreciate that sentiment. And I told, you know, Bart's the guy I reached out to. I told him, like, I appreciate that sentiment that you're trying to be better. Because I was aware of some of the stuff that they had been accused of. Not everything. Like, I've seen some threads, and I was like, oh, snap, Kev, you didn't even really know, no.
Yeah.
But I was aware of some stuff, and I took people's who are trying to change for face value, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, maybe you didn't know, you know. But then, like, as of this year,
just like, tired of it.
I just kind of, after that point, I was just like, okay, I'm not gonna do.
Right.
I can't do. And I didn't know. And the thing that made me feel like kind of silly, I was like, Steve had always been like a push the envelope type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was his role on JK News. And I laughed at a lot of those jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I was like, Kev, you can't do that no more.
Right.
Cause there's just no world where I can forget that happened. And you thought that was cool when that could have been my son.
Right.
And George Floyd could have been me. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it takes effort to do what they did. Like, this ain't no, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no a slip of the tongue. This is, let me get a list of people. Let me write it down. And then let me put it in a bucket and let's figure out if we can come up with a offensive way to disregard this person's life.
Yeah.
And make that took effort to be offensive.
Right.
And it's just, how do you expect? This is not even the white blessings dude. He was dumb. But like, you took effort in being this type of jerk. And to expect that an apology at 2:30 in the morning looking disheveled is going to be enough to make people understand, and you're still not actually apologizing. You're still trying to justify the stupidity.
Yeah.
By saying, listen, the context, the game. No.
All you should have been saying was, I was the worst person ever. This is literally the worst thing ever.
Damn.
I don't know how I could have ever thought this was funny. I was trash then. That's why I took it down. I was afraid. I should have apologized before.
Yeah.
I'm feeling caught now. But to just your whole defense to be context.
Yes.
And that's basically what Shane Dawson did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, understand where I was in my life, where I thought this was funny. And that's why I did it.
We don't have to understand. That's not that we don't have to understand.
No.
Point blank in a period. We don't have to understand. Just say you sorry And get do right. Do better.
Speaking of not understanding, Angel, please. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. Explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. At a time when so many important conversations are happening in our world, your voice is more essential than ever. Explore classes to unlock your creativity for social good. Right now, I've been taking photography classes because, you know, I've got a beautiful wife. And I just, you know, my angles are not adequately reflecting her beauty. So I've been taking some classes like photo storytelling using color, contrast, and scale. And also the one I'm really interested in right now is Powerful Portrait Photography by Andre LaRoe, Capturing Personality, because I want to make sure she looks beautiful in all her pictures, right? And a lot of times I take my pictures and it's just not adequately reflecting her true beauty, and I'm not doing my part as a husband. So I've been taking photography classes to help with that. Skillshare offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Skillshare has classes to fit your schedule and skill level. Members get unlimited access to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects from a community of millions. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/RR. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/RR. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/RR.
Please.
Something I don't understand is your good friend, Terry Crews.
Why is Terrence Crews my good friend?
You're an actress in Hollywood. I'm assuming you worked with him at some point. Just today, as we film this on Tuesday, and I try not to add stuff to the docket on Tuesday because I want to give you a chance to be ready for it. Terry Crews tweeted this, Angel. If you are a child of God, you are my brother and sister. I have family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure, this is where it gets hard to even read.
Mm-hmm.
We must ensure Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into Black Lives Better.
Terry Crews makes me miss Terrence Howard. That's how bad this is. I'd rather be listening to Terrence Howard's shaky voice crying than to see another stupid tweet from Terry Crews. What type of revolution does he think is going on? What type does he think we are trying to create slavery and enslave all of white people and be the kings and queens that we once were? Like, what does he think?
I sincerely don't know why Terry continues to just wake up one day and be like, Black people haven't been upset with me in weeks. Let me ruffle some
I feel like he got some sort of like plan that we didn't get. Like, he got some sort of like stage one, implement a Black Lives Matter. Stage two, kill anybody that's not Black. Stage three, right. Like, I'm like, what? Who? What do you think is happening, sir, that you think that we are ever going to get to the point where Black lives better? Like, that's...
Lives better or Black lives better?
I think he means Black lives better. Like, I think
got it. Like we live better than them.
Yes. So first,
do you really think that's possible, Terry Crews?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know how far away we are from even equal or equity to like, get to better in America?
I mean, it's a shame, but I almost don't even think that's even possible for there to be actual equality. I think we will be fighting for a very long time. So I don't know how he jumped past that.
Do you think it's because he's filthy rich?
I think it's because he's filthy stupid. I think it's because he's filthy dumb. That is what it is. I'm not going to blame it on the money. He's just stupid.
But do you think, like, in addition to being filthy dumb, like, that amount of money, you forget the plight of the average Black person?
I do.
Like, I'm trying to understand why he says the stuff he does.
But he ain't even that rich. I mean, he's got money I would love to have. But when I think about like people who are sitting with closer to a billion, he's not one of those people. But I do think money can sometimes cloud a Black person's perception of what they actually look like to other people.
Because
they can be sitting in situations where they will get treated better because of their status on the economic ladder. But at the end of the day, you dust him up, put some powder on his knees, and he can get shot down like anybody else.
Listen, there was somebody who, when the last 2 or 3 weeks, somebody who said, I was supporting Black artists or something. And they're like, oh, is that what you're doing from your mansion in California? I was like, if you don't think I know, I'll be shot dead, choked out, knees. Like, I'm well aware
yeah.
that I just live in a nicer neighborhood than I used to live in. Right. It is not going to save my life.
Right.
You think the police are going to be like, before we shoot you, what's the address?
Where do you live?
Where do you live?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Do you rent or do you own?
Do you rent? They're not going to question none of that right. stuff. No. I will be dead. I feel like it was a Milwaukee Bucks player, full-on millionaire, mm-hmm. NBA player, thrown on the ground, arrested by Milwaukee PD. They were like, yeah. You play for the Bucks? Oh. Why don't you say something, man? Right. We supposed to arrest the poor blacks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not sure. I really want to know what happened to Terrence.
Why he is, sorry, I keep burping y'all. Terrence is upset my stomach. He's upset my stomach. I don't know what is his, why he feels like he needs to protect. It seems like he's trying to protect white people as if they're this fragile race of people in this country. Please believe white people going to do all right. Even with all the dragging that's happening, they going to be all right. That's why these white folk can step down from jobs that they didn't have because they didn't already saved up their millions. That's the reason why they can do all this. Because I can tell you right now, ain't no black person stepping down from no job. Y'all going to have to fire me. I ain't giving up the job. So I don't know why he feels like they're this delicate race that needs protection. Like somebody, I was talking, I think on a live before, I was like, right now they're still at the top of the food chain.
And it's leaps and bounds ahead.
They don't have a predator. Like we're hoping that justice helps put things in order, but even justice don't be coming in strong enough.
No.
So like they don't need protection, Terry. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's probably something that happened in his childhood. That's what we're finding out about all these other people saying stupid stuff.
Let me tell you what. In therapy, I'm realizing that doggone childhood, it all goes back to that. Stuff you didn't even think was like, like transformational in your life.
Right.
When you talk to a therapist, you'd be like, so that time they gave me the butt into the bread and not the middle, that's why I don't love myself.
Right.
It'd be like stuff like that where I'm like, what? You know, yeah. Things that you thought maybe just passed in conversation with your family members, your parents, at times where you were very impressionable, that stuff doesn't go away.
It doesn't.
It sits with you. It frames you. I would love to understand. I feel like they have some blackmail where they're like, have you seen Ozark?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Every episode.
You remember how Darlene they've got something over the sheriff?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, man, come on.
Right.
And it's like, what is it that y'all have over him?
What could possibly have been, I can literally never, ever say no to you.
Right. That's what it is with Terry. Like, is it blackmail? Is it a video? I feel like somebody's like, it's time to pay the price. It's time to pay the price.
They couldn't find somebody better who could put better tweets than this? Like, they got... not the best of the best. They just picked any old dum-dum.
Well, you know, a lot of times with people who think like this, the she who shall not be named, mm-hmm. you don't need a lot of them. Mm-hmm. You just need someone you can point to. Mm-hmm. See, look at this black person. They disagree. The Hodge twins. Are you familiar with the Hodge twins on YouTube?
They're boys. They're men.
Yeah.
What do they be saying? You see, Kev likes to throw people at me knowing that I don't be knowing nobody. I'm like, then what they say, Kev?
They're black.
Right.
And they are Trump supporting Make America Great Again. Mm. Everything is a whole, like everything that Diamond and Silk, you know, Diamond and Silk from the black women who be on Trump stuff.
Kev.
Do you know my name? Do you know Josh?
I know Josh. I know Kev. I know Mr. Miyagi. Go ahead. What's your point?
The point is... You don't need a lot of people when you're trying to prove that point. You just need a couple to point to and be like, see?
You need a couple people, loud ones.
A couple loud ones who will say, well, look at Obama. Look at Beyonce. Look at Jay-Z. They made it. What's wrong with you? Like the Hodge twins were saying on a video the day, right before I unsubscribed from them. Because earlier there, I never got any of their political views.
Uh-huh.
But they were like, the video I saw they posted yesterday was like, systemic racism doesn't exist.
Nah.
And I was like, all right.
Nah.
Okay, because they have a lot of white fans. So for a black person to say something, like whether you even believe in Trump or Terry, like for you to not even believe in systemic racism.
It's, you know, it's crazy. You wonder, like, where did you grow up? Because I would love to grow up where you grew up.
Man.
For to truly feel like I am equal and that everything I do will come to pass and my blackness will never be challenged in this country. Where did you grow up at? Because I ain't never been.
I would love to know.
I would love that,
and they kind of all get lumped into the same dumb bucket.
Yeah, it's a dumb bucket.
And it's that was filthy dumb. And I feel like people think we're dumb, right? Because I don't know if you saw this, Angel.
What?
You probably did. Golden Girls.
Ah.
Hulu removed an episode of the Golden Girls, mm-hmm. which the characters wear mud masks. The episode was removed due to concerns over racism. Somebody tweeted and I was like, this is how I feel. It was like, do y'all think we don't even know what is racist and what is a joke and what's not racist?
Right.
Like the whole, they were making a joke, but it's feel like people are just like, I don't even know what's wrong. So anything that could be wrong, let me just delete. Is that blackface? Like right. They even say we're wearing mud masks.
Yes.
Like that was, and it's like, it's partially that. And it partially feels like you want to placate with the things that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll do stuff like pull Golden Girls episodes or not call the master bedroom the master bedroom.
Right.
But you're not saying let's redistribute some of the police's budget to schools.
Right.
Or let's undo some things that were harmful in real estate and work with, you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
like let's do this stuff that's very surface level but doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, like pull the not even blackface. Like, do we have to explain blackface all over again?
And they know what it is. They know what it is, and it's almost making a mockery of what we are trying to have happen. It's like, oh, well, this could be racist, so let me not do this. This could, no, you know what the heck racism is. Quit playing me. You know that this daggone Golden Girls episode is not the core of the goddaggone problem. And I feel like the more we see this, it's like, it's almost like a magic show. It's like you're trying to make me look over here when this is what is really happening.
Yeah.
And it's bothersome because it's happening more and more and more. And it's just like, no, you know exactly what we're saying. Stop trying to make us look over there. The thing is happening over here.
It's like, we're like, there's a lot of demands mm-hmm. that we have. But mm-hmm. first, top of the list, circled, capitalized, underline, can the police stop killing us?
Boom.
And when they do murder us, can they be tried like
yeah.
a regular person?
Right.
Right? Can we
right.
start there? And they're like, I hear you. But let's start with this Golden Girls episode.
That's a good start. It's a step in the right direction. Yeah, step in the right direction, everybody. Everybody good with that?
I'm really curious about your thoughts on this. These animation characters.
I've been waiting to get to this Kevin stage.
So Mike Henry, who played Cleveland for 20 years, didn't even know that wasn't a black guy.
Oh,
playing
you didn't?
Him. Didn't know. And Jenny Slate, who played the black kid on mm-hmm. Big Mouth, didn't know she wasn't black.
Mm-hmm.
They both were like, "Oh, you know what? I cashed enough checks
right.
doing this.
Somebody
it's
black.
Probably time for somebody black to play mm-hmm. black characters." Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts as an actress in Hollywood about this?
Me and Brisha actually just talked about this. Brisha's a homegirl of mine on our podcast, Hold On To Your Edges, because we were just like, these people have made so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Producers and the directors, the writers, all these people have made so much money. And I literally brought up the role of Cleveland, who that role originated on Family Guy
mm-hmm.
and got a spinoff. They decided to make all the accessory characters voices of black people, but that main guy was gonna stay white as white can be. And while in the animation world, The way they like to do it is one actor will play several different roles.
Yep.
So they're like, well, you know, we don't have to get a black person. We can just get a white person that can, you know, make some of the cultural indicators that you might like typically hear in a black person's voice. But at the same time, you're shutting out a bunch of other black creators. Like if you think of Cree Summers?
Cree Summer, yeah.
She
played Freddie on Different World, and she's an amazing voice actress.
Amazing. But probably one of the few that people can name outside of mm-hmm. Anthony. I can't remember his last name. He played Uncle Ruckus.
on Gary Anthony Neal, yeah. I think.
Gary Anthony something, something.
You don't be knowing no names.
I don't. Outside
Gary Anthony Williams.
Outside of them two, like, you don't, you're not able to name off a bunch of black actors that are given the opportunity to, one, play various characters. Mm-hmm. They always gonna play the black character and maybe the other black character, but you're not gonna see them playing playing the lead white character,
right,
in an animation series.
So that's what somebody in animation says. So should black people not be able to voice white people? And my thought is that happening a lot?
Right.
Do you see a lot of black actors being the lead of a show where the character's not, you know, a white person and they're voicing six or seven white voices? Is this a common thing?
It's not common. I do voiceover, not in major animation, but I do voiceover for like the all the background. So anytime you hear background stuff happening in a movie, my voice is somewhere peeking in there. Mm. They typically will only hire me if there are black people that are showing up in the back. Yes, do I sometimes get to do the voice of people who aren't black? Yes, but I don't get in the room unless there are some black people on that screen.
And that's not what's happening to white actors.
No.
The dude who played a Boo in The Simpsons is Hank Azaria. He played that character the whole time when it was like super offensive, and now they've like, okay, maybe this is
maybe
that wasn't a brown dude.
No,
I didn't. I mean, I'm not surprised, but yeah,
no. And he kind of was like doubling down on the like, man, it's cool. And then Indian people were like, but also it's not cool.
But
like,
also it's
that stereotype was long harmful for them, that they all own 7-Elevens, and that voice that he does was even a stereotypical voice for them. So I think recently, I don't know how long ago, but recently they either stopped doing that character or they pulled it back.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Yeah, he stopped doing it. Oh, snap. It was only in February.
He stopped doing it as soon as Black Lives started to matter.
Hold on. That can't be. This is the longest year ever.
It is. We've been in. It's Groundhog Day. But no, it's been a problem in the voiceover community is one of the hardest to crack into, and they give the same jobs to the same folk. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they feel the need to only allow white characters to spread their wings and play, it'd be different if everybody was playing some, you know, if Asian actors were getting to play all the different type of characters of black actors, but it's typically only white actors that get to play the plethora of different characters. And it's just like, y'all know there ain't a whole lot of roles to go around.
Right.
So why are you not spreading the wealth? The fact this man got a whole spinoff of a show that wasn't even that great.
But you like Family Guy?
No, I like Family Guy. Cleveland. Like Cleveland.
Oh. Yeah, Cleveland.
He got
Cleveland.
A whole spinoff. He didn't need it. He didn't ask for that.
He might have asked for that, but he didn't need
it.
He didn't need it. They could have switched that over to a black person, but now after you done played it for 20 years, you think it's honorable.
Right.
You should have not even said nothing. You should have not even said nothing. Don't make no announcement like you just did something good. After 20 years of making millions of dollars, I'm going to let a person of color play the character on this canceled show, because I'm sure it's not going to last much longer.
Also, he's got it's kind of easier, mm-hmm. not necessarily easy. Easier to step away when them royalties are for episodes that are already filmed and airing.
And they're coming in.
Oh, man, they be running back Family Guy episodes. Cleveland Animation is, you run that forever.
Forever.
So it's like, I mean, it's not like I'm not going to get paid. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, God bless y'all, I'm going to go ahead and be gone.
After he done set up a legacy for his kids, and his kids' kids. And you think this tweet... He didn't quit. He retired.
Right. The 20 years
there's
in
the
military.
Difference.
That's a full career.
It is a career to have. Yes. I'm like, you did not do anything honorable, sir. Why even tweet about it? Just go ahead and fade away.
You know what's crazy, Angel? You're an accomplished actress in Hollywood.
Well, thank you, sir.
And there are other accomplished actresses in Hollywood. Carrie Hilson, Anika Noni Rose, I believe. They were like, man, I need voiceover work. And I'm like, y'all ain't working?
Listen, let me tell you, I get happy when the people like that are working. When the Anika Noni Roses, who was a Broadway Tony Award winning actress, when Carrie Hilson, yes, I mean, like, when these people, because that's the only way I can get a job.
Carrie Washington.
Washington, excuse me.
I think yes, I said Hilson.
You
too.
Said Hilson. It was Hilson. Washington.
Washington.
The only way I can get a job is if they're already working.
Right.
Because if they ain't working, they ain't getting down.
That's
here to
the
me.
Trickle. You still at trickle down.
Yes. I'd be like, please give them a job because that's the only way I can get a job. I'd be like, what's Gabrielle Union doing? Is she on a show? Because if she ain't going to show, she going to do this recurring guest star. Like, truly.
That's hilarious. I need all y'all to be working.
Yes.
So I can get me some trickle down. If y'all ain't in, because you know, as they start to place black people, they ain't going to be like, no, Gabrielle Union, Kerry Washington, what's Angel doing?
Right, exactly.
You ain't going to skip past them to get to Angel.
When I tell you, I'd be so mad when these accomplished, like, actresses that I respect are coming down to do recurring guest star roles. I'm like, no, sis, you should be number one on the call sheet on your own show. Let me do this little job. But because of the way Hollywood's set up, you over here fighting for roles that they're giving white people that black people could have easily played.
And I do feel like, so Denzel made this point one time. He was talking about culture, basically. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, yes, a black person could make a mob movie that Martin Scorsese makes, right? But Martin Scorsese grew up in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say hot comb to a white actress, I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you might understand what that machine is. Mm-hmm. When you say it to a black actress, she knows the smell mm-hmm. of the hot comb when it hits the grease on her hair. Mm-hmm. She might have a burn mark mm-hmm. on the back of her neck
right.
from a hot comb.
Yep.
She knows that you heat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a culture. That's a lived experience. That there's so much of that that goes into the voice of a character
mm-hmm.
that you can't teach in acting school. I can't teach you what it's like to be in church for 6 hours every Sunday.
Right.
I just lived that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't even explain to you the heat of no AC plus tearing for the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And a preacher saying, if you think this is hot, then you ain't going to be ready for hell. And me being like, hell is worse?
It can't be.
It's both hot and humid in here. You mean to tell me it's worse?
And I'm hungry. Don't they feed you in hell?
I'm hungry. I just want to get the Holy Ghost
right.
so I can sit down. Please. You don't know what that's like.
You don't
know the feeling of trying to get the Holy Ghost and missing
right.
and having to come out of the Terry room and have your family being like,
did you get it?
Didn't get it again?
No.
And you going to want to eat dinner? I wanted it. I really tried.
I bit
my tongue. I asked for it, but when I asked, they said, it's a gift. Don't beg for it. What's the difference? I wasn't even begging. I just kept saying G, 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 G a lot. But I want it. Don't act like I don't want it.
I do.
And then your doggone cousins, Angel, they already had it.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not laughing. They're like, I mean, they're not comforting you. They're like, you didn't get it again, huh?
Uh-huh.
And then my cousins would say, well, I mean, if we die today, we're going to heaven.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yes. We're going. I spoke in tongues 2 years. You haven't spoke?
You still haven't spoke.
Why haven't you spoke?
Somebody write with your heart. That's the weird reason.
And don't take no communion. Because you take communion, somebody else going to die. Because you shouldn't be taking it.
Oh.
My cousins was telling me that. You know how hard it is to focus on the Holy Ghost with that much on your heart? I don't want to die in a car accident.
This blood of Jesus is going to be my cousin's blood. I do not want.
I do not want.
There was a time when my cousin was like, this isn't even to me. My cousin's uncle had died.
Mm.
And my cousin hadn't yet spoken tongues for the Holy Ghost. They were like, you know why your uncle died?
No, they didn't.
He did. You know why your uncle died? Because you took communion and you didn't speak in tongues yet. And that's why your uncle died. And he was like, it's my fault. And they were like, yeah.
Why terrible!
We were children are terrible.
Yes, right? Y'all are terrible. That is horrible.
You're awful. So when I finally got it, you know what I did? Went to my sister. You don't have it yet?
And you just did the same thing.
What if you died?
Learned behavior.
Fred and Lamont. They didn't like that.
They were like, this is terrible.
But that's, I mean, I say all that to say, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Because you grew up that way.
Right.
And there's something that you can bring to the table that another person who doesn't know what that is
mm-hmm.
can bring. And that's honestly not even, my kids are going to have a different experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Because church isn't even like that anymore.
No.
Even if we.
Thank God.
Like.
Thank God.
I was trying to explain to somebody. They're like, man, you don't feel bad. I'm like, even if you wanted to go to church as much as you did, church doesn't have service like that anymore. My church here in California prior to coronavirus only had Sunday morning at 11.
Yeah, that's
no
it.
No Sunday school, no 3:30, no night service, no Bible study. Like, I was at church literally, like, no exaggeration, Tuesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Tuesday sounds about right.
Bible study, Thursday, evangelical service, Friday, choir rehearsal. Had to go to that.
Yeah.
Saturday, junior choir rehearsal in the morning. Sunday morning, 7:30 mm-hmm. till 3,
all day.
Go home, get lunch, take a nap. Night
I'm
service,
back.
7 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Revival,
yeah.
Monday through Wednesday. You got school? Shut up.
God don't care about these grades.
God don't care about these grades. If you really trust him, he'll give you the answers. What are you even saying?
Foolishness.
That doesn't make sense at all. So I said all that to say, I'm glad that the tide is changing. I'm glad that I'm able to do my own stuff. I actually got the first cut of my cartoon, came back today.
Oh, look at you.
Voiceover work for the blacks.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Marginalized communities only. Sorry, whites. Sorry, big RJ.
Sorry. This is, you know what? I want to add to what we were talking about. This is a little, it's on topic, but a little bit off topic. I think that's why a lot of times you will feel like a little pushback from some black American actors when...
The English. British invasion.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I be feeling some type of way.
Do you really?
I do. I can get it, but I do be feeling some type of way. There is just a respect that's given to British actors that American actors aren't given. They just assume that all British actors just have a higher quality of training. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people who just come out to Hollywood with no type of anything. They just mm-hmm. like, I'm kind of cute, so I should be on camera.
I literally saw somebody say that exactly.
Because that's
And British people would be like, let me go to school first before I even try to audition.
But there's a lot of black folk out here going to school.
You got the MFA.
I got the MFA. But unless you done got it from Yale or from NYU, it's not as respected as someone who went to, you know, Oxford or something like that. But then you sit there and you think, but you don't have the years of racism in America in your lexicon, in your, like, to draw from. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, now these people can act their butts off, but it is kind of the same thing. You just like, dang.
Why do you think it's happening? I was watching a document or something. It was a Spike Lee thing.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah. Did mm-hmm. you see it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there was one episode where they talked about this exact thing, and they were like, it's because I think Sam Jackson might have said something. I'm not sure. I don't want to put that out there if I'm not sure. But they're saying that a lot of times they're cheaper, and it's easier, and it's easier for them to connect with characters on this and that. I don't know. I'm not in Hollywood like mm-hmm. that, so I don't really feel a way, because everybody beats me. British people, American people, people off the street.
Don't talk bad about yourself, Kev.
But no, I'm not. I'm just telling the truth. I haven't booked anything.
That's okay.
No, it's not. That's why I have this, because I book my own podcast.
Come on.
I book my guests, so I don't feel as strongly about it because it's not my chosen mm-hmm. path and the way I want to do it. But you feel a way. You're Angel the Actress.
Yes, I was. I definitely, that used to be my handle. I do feel some type of way, and it's just because you can tell it's kind of a preconceived notion of the quality that will come with an English actor. Granted, I'm not gonna lie, they are the ones they brought over are dope.
Listen, like,
they are not slipping.
Daniel Kaluuya. John Amazing. Boyega.
John Boyega.
John Boyega. Cynthia Erivo.
All of them. Amazing.
Acting.
And they're getting
David Oyelowo.
He's amazing. Mm. And they're getting to play our icons. And it's just like, so we don't get to do that no more?
That's what it was. It was Selma.
Yeah.
They were mad because Martin Luther King was British and his wife was British too. And yes. I didn't even know.
Yes. 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 You understand.
Did you want to be his wife?
I've always, actually, I just answered this. I would love to play Coretta Scott King one day. I think I've aged out of it now because she was a lot younger during her time of the movement. But yeah, but that's not going to happen. And it is frustrating, though, sometimes. So it's kind of the same thing, except for it's not white people. It's like Hollywood wants to keep taking a crap on black Americans. They're like, you're great to do in a comedy or whatever, but the Oscar winning things, so sorry, sit down.
Tyler Perry, there's a clip of Tyler Perry going around, and he's basically like, forget all that.
I get that. Though.
And I'm on that too. Like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of low-key, like, how can you judge our art?
Come on, talk about it, Kev.
In a fair and balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
You only see our art, the easiest way for a black actor or actress to win is either a biological film mm-hmm. or a slave film.
You mean a biography?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What did I say? Biological?
I was like,
biographical film. As it came out, I was like, I know bios.
You're like, don't notice.
I was like, so we doing science. If we do a science film, got it.
So, and like, so when Denzel wins, he wins for Glory. Mm-hmm. He's nominated for Malcolm X, which mm-hmm. I think he should have won for. And he wins for Training Day. And yeah. it's like, he could have won for a lot of other ones.
Yeah.
Will could have won for some.
Uh-huh.
Ray, or Jamie won for Ray.
Yes.
But Casey Affleck won for the most boring movie and the most boring portrayal of a character in a boring movie. Mm. I don't even know how that was not. It was, I was watching that like, this movie sucks. Yeah. It is the most flat movie. He is the most flat character who learned absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Through the whole film, he didn't take me anywhere. I didn't feel nothing. And y'all gave him an Oscar for what? Being kind of like,
bleh. That's why I don't enjoy watching the Oscars.
What are you? This is the worst acting performance I've ever seen.
Listen, the stuff that they salivate over, I'm like, oh, we got different tastes. That's what it is. So I can't hold myself. Now, granted, like, I'm not trying to down people's acting ability, but I do feel like the Oscars just has a different taste. And what we as Black culture a lot of times enjoy will never be to what they qualify as good.
Lupita Nyong'o should have been nominated twice for her role in Us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they don't tend to do horror films. They don't tend to do comedies. But the acting she did in that movie, fam.
She had two roles.
Two completely different characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both great.
Yeah.
And it's like, so that's why I'm on this, like, forget y'all validation.
Yeah, that's what you got.
I don't need, that's why I'm working on a movie. I'll cast Angel Madag on self.
And I'll show
you
up.
You can't age out of a Kev on Stage movie because we dog on the same age. We in the same, we went to college at the same time. We was in high school at the same time. And I'm not even tripping about that. That's my frustration with Hollywood. It's like, I don't take well to people who don't know our culture telling us what's not funny.
Yeah.
I was working for a company of a person I would love to talk about, but I signed an NDA.
Okay.
And a white person was telling me what was funny to Black people.
What?
And I said, you know what? I'm not the right guy.
How long is that NDA for? Man, I got to look back at that, actually.
No, they paid enough for me to shut my mouth.
Okay. You said I signed it before I got paid.
But eventually I was like, oh, this isn't going to work.
Wow.
I don't even first of all, even if I wasn't a comedian at all, I know what's funny to my people.
Right.
Right? But I'm actually a comedian in this space. But you don't want what's funny to Black people. You want what's funny to white people from Black people.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
It's not.
What we think is funny and what y'all think is funny about us is separate. Mm-hmm. So God bless y'all.
But I can't do
it. Go with God, right? Mm-hmm. And I also don't feel comfortable. And there's another thing, like when I've directed stuff and it's a network, like I remember we did the studio and this actor was telling me, like, Doughboy had written this joke about putting a sheet on somebody after they fell out in church. And they were like, I don't get it, therefore it's not funny. And I'm like, if you've been to a Black church, you will get it. That's funny to do to a man because he has pants on. You do that when women fall out to cover up their skirt. Mm-hmm. Do it to a man three times. It's funny. And they're like, we don't understand that.
It's so hollering funny. Not just like.
It's.
Yeah.
And when they're the network and they're the one. And this is what I learned. When someone buys your movie,
it's
they decide what's funny or not.
It's their movie.
It's
they
now
bought it.
Their
it
movie.
But when it tanks, it's your fault because it was your idea.
See, exactly. Cats. When Cats tanked, it wasn't Taylor Swift's fault. It wasn't Rebel Wilson. It was Jason Derulo. It was Idris.
Mm.
Everybody sucked in that movie. Don't point to the black people. Angel. Oh my God. It was the worst thing ever I ever put my eyes open to.
Oh, I want to watch it now.
I don't even know how we got here.
We went all over the place. We just started talking about British folk and my feelings on that. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
No, I get it. I also want to talk about.
Please.
I'll save this one. I want to talk about this.
What, Kev?
I caught a little bit of an L.
Oh.
From the queer community.
Let's get into there.
Big L. Capital L.
Oh, yeah. It was in Rome. What is that? Old English L. They put all the.
Yeah, the squigglies on it. Yes. That had some character to
caught an L.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the L I caught, and here's why I caught it. I am trying to do Theological Thursdays.
Yeah.
Named by Candace Marie Benbo, who was my first guest in what the aforementioned series will be called. She has a lot of different thoughts on the Bible.
Right.
Okay. A lot of challenging thoughts to the norm. Right. I took some arrows for that too. Mostly privatized arrows. Yeah, be careful. Watch it. Now, I don't know. You know where you stand by that stuff. I don't know what you gonna did. What you said. What you believe in now, kid. What you talking. Okay. Had Jackie Hill Perry on.
Yes.
Yesterday? Or the day before?
Yesterday. Remember, yesterday? That's when I was just like, I thought I missed the video.
Josh thought he didn't edit it. And I was like, oh, no, I just threw it up. He was like, So here's the L I caught. How do I phrase this as to not increase the font size of the L I'm already holding? There are people in the queer community who reject the idea that their lived experience is a sin. The people on the conservative Christian or not Christian people, I don't even know, want to say conservative. The standard is homosexuality is a sin. Therefore, if you engage in that sin, you are a sinner. Right? There are people who reject that.
Right.
Now, in my intention to learn about this, to have better conversations, what I'm accused of is intentionally harming the queer community by not rejecting these theologies.
Right.
Right? What my intention was to do is be like Aska, where we have a conversation, right?
Right.
But what I'm getting hit with on Twitter mainly is simultaneously praised on other platforms from other people, but we'll get to that in a second, is this ideology is harmful to my existence.
Existence,
my livelihood. And
put them away.
I cannot. And it always happens at the worst times.
Yes.
It just can't. I love Fred and Lamont.
They don't belong here.
They can't belong.
You can put them in the box and then put them on
there. I'm going to put them in the box or something. I put them in the tools of the box.
Kev, let me ask you a question.
Ask you a question.
Kev, tell me why. Why Theological Thursday? Or is that what it's called? Theological Tuesday,
I'm gonna tell you
Thursday.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
This is what I want to do as a person. I want to learn to challenge my beliefs on what I was taught, right? I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. I realized that because I was raised, everything is wrong. Homosexuality, smoking, drinking, tattoos, movies, Uno, women wearing pants, women wearing makeup, women wearing lipstick. But I saw that a lot of this stuff wasn't talked about as negatively as other stuff. And then I understand as I read that what we were taught in the Bible wasn't what it maybe was intended or isn't even always the case what the pastor actually personally believed. Right. I learned a lot when I actually worked in the church or was worked more closely with people who stood on the pulpit. And I started to see that what they say across the pulpit to a large amount of people isn't always what they feel, but it's harder to, for them, which I actually understand, it's harder to address the masses and also reconcile your personal thing.
Yeah.
So what I always seek to do is learn why I believe what I believe and challenge that and make sure that I am the best, most welcoming, inviting person to bring people to Christ, right? And my point of view for beginning that is to learn how people think differently, which is why I started with Aska. Aska is basically, Theological Thursdays is basically Aska specifically about the church, right? Yeah. If we're supposed to learn about, if I'm supposed to lead a transgender person to Christ, let me understand what it means to be transgender first. Yeah. What is that feeling like? What is that life like? How are you treated? You know what I'm saying? Like, so Theological Thursdays wasn't even like my initial plan. But when I'm having the conversation with Candace and then with Jackie, I'm realizing there's so much different thoughts on Christianity in the Black church, which is what is more important to me, that, and maybe I can help to bring
Come
these
on,
people.
Little right. Jesus. Is that what you thought you were, little
I
Jesus?
I thought I was little Jesus.
You thought you were little
I
Jesus.
I wanted to help the people. When I woke up,
you said,
I don't usually search my name on Twitter. My God, today wasn't a fan club.
You just put Kev on stage in the search bar?
People were directing me to Threads. Uh-huh. Threads
on you.
It was Threads on me.
That's right beneath trending.
Oh, yeah. And I always knew my day was coming. I never knew what it was coming for, right?
Oh, I could have told you it was going to be on
that. Oh, you always could have told me, Angel, but you never prophesied.
Listen, the God didn't show me that you were going to do this. So do you feel... He didn't show me. So do you feel the need to take people along in your journey of learning?
I feel like partly yes, right? I feel like, and this might be one of my mistakes or one of my things that help people. I want us all to be better. I want to not recreate like that story. I always tell the story about this deacon who ran this gay kid out of my Bible study because it was like, dude, what were you doing?
Right.
Right. And I feel like a lot of times the body of Christ, we're doing that same thing via social media because we don't even want to listen.
Yeah.
We don't want to even seek to understand. We just want to reinforce what we already believe. But then we also attack each other.
Yeah.
Right? We attack gospel art. It's not even reserved to one thing or another. It's like we just be fussing and fighting. You know, Erica Campbell's dress and Tasha Cobbs with Nicki Minaj. It's like there's so many discussions that I think we need to have. Mm-hmm. However, mistake I didn't understand. When you sit, and this happened on both interviews, right? And that's what made me be like, okay, let me just say something because now this week is just different people. By two interviews, I have seemed to both be cheered by lots and booed by lots. Same interview sometimes offends three different people. Some people are like, you're wrong, Kev. You're right, Kev. I hate you. I love her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what my intention was to be the same discourse we have for Asuka. But what I'm realizing is, the way you see yourself in God hits a little different than, this person's an autopsy tech.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cool job. Interesting, not interesting, whatever. But if I disagree with what, you know, the way somebody lives their life, or I'm seen to agree with someone the way they live their life, either way, I'm going to get vilified.
Yeah.
So Liz was kind of like, bro, do you even know what you were doing? And I made a couple of mistakes.
I mean, I would be asking the same question that Melissa, because no shade, it doesn't look as though you know what you're doing as of yet.
Collectively.
Collectively, it doesn't look like, you know, and it's not in a, I understand the intention and the heart behind of what you're doing, but because you're dealing with the actual core of people, because with Black people, usually faith is at our core, right?
Core programming.
Right. And then when you deal with the LGBTQIA plus community, their identity as being queer or being gay is usually at the core of them. So when you're having discussions about that, that can literally break or shake that, you do have to know what you're doing when you come to the plate. In order not to.
And this is why I will hold the L.
It
is my L to hold.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't. So here's the thing. Not being a straight, cis hetero straight man. I'm not aware.
Right.
Of the harm that was done to these people.
Yeah.
Sometimes more specifically from the church or from ideas that that people representing the church speak from. So when things are happening, I'm not registering this as a harmful thought.
Yeah.
I'm just, like I tried to do with Asuka, I'm just listening to a person's lived experience.
Intersectionality?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I threw it out there because I thought it might be, I'm going to backpedal.
Well,
I'm going to
backpedal. If you're Black, you're gay, that is an intersection, right? If you're Black gay woman, that's three intersections, right? So, and mind you, I only learned about that 3 weeks ago.
You're like, right?
So I'm learning at the I'm realizing that if you are not knowledgeable enough to critique what this community who this is directed at, then you either shouldn't do it or you should have a person on who can do that.
Yes.
And therefore it is a more fair and balanced discussion.
And I think that's where a panel
That's what my wife said.
Yeah.
My wife said, if you don't know, a panel's better. Because what I'm trying to do is looking at the comments and stuff. But it's hard to be intentional, be present, right. Look at the comments. Know, and without the frame of reference, you can't even do that in real time. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even know whether this is harsh or harmful or not.
Oh, and it was during Pride Month?
Yeah.
And it was during Pride Month.
So you
that's what capitalized the L. Last day of Pride.
You were to gay people like Lecrae was to black folk a little while ago.
That's exactly what
they were like.
Remember?
They were like, how you just sitting there nodding your head and not saying nothing?
Didn't I tell you I would have made the same mistake? And what did you say?
But
Josh, replay it.
I did say it. But in regards to a walk that you've walked, you would be able to say something. Like you said, because you have not walked the life of being a gay male or gay female, it's hard for you to be invested in the conversation to make sure nothing that is harmful gets disseminated, especially during such an important month for that community. I personally like what you are doing. I do, because I do feel like we only want to hear from people that believe the exact same thing we believe. That's it. Like, and that's the way social media is set up.
Yeah.
We only see
echo chamber.
Yes. What other people who think like us say, believe, post. So I do love the fact that you are opening up a conversation with folk that think ways that you don't. But because of who you are and because of the platform that you have built and where God has set you, there is such a heavy responsibility if you decide to have these conversations on an open platform for everybody to see.
Also, unintentional harm is still harm.
Yeah,
whether I hit you with my car on purpose or by mistake, that pain is still
Meredith.
The same.
It's still
getting
real.
Hit by the car in the parking lot.
It was unintentional. That's what I'm saying. It's still painful. Someone's still going to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
So where I can learn in the future is if it is a subject that I am not knowledgeable about in a lot of ways, it is better to have people on it who are knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
If it can be seen as a divisive subject. Two, if my point is to actually help us all learn and grow, which is really what my point was, right? And also thinking that the thing would be just like ASCA, it's not necessarily because that's not always someone's core, right? And it's not my goal. And here, so a lot of people cheered me on for each video of this theological and ASCA. I'm always cheered and booed.
There's always
division. Yeah, because you're doing these polarizing topics. It's going to happen. You ain't going to get everybody to be
always cheered and booed. And the more divisive or the more, not divisive, the more unusual the conversation, the more it's like, yes, Kev, way to use your platform. Kev, you are dumb and wrong.
literally the next comment.
The next comment is that. And I don't want to be unintentionally harmful when my goal is to actually learn and understand. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you can a foul, you know, like I said, a foul is still a foul. If I was trying to block your shot and I missed the ball and hit your arm, it's still a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I intentionally foul you, that is more harmful because it was my intention to foul you and try to hurt you.
Yeah.
And I know that's not what I was trying to do, but I'm also realizing what makes this even harder is it's hard to, if you, the person, right, Angel, you were hurt by this specific thinking in your life. It actually physically brought you harm or brought you mental harm. It's not a learn growth thing. It's actually a trigger.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder of people doing that. But at the same time, how can people change if they don't realize if you don't, like Melissa, there was this big discussion over the last 3 or 4 weeks of, should I tell white people that reach out to me and ask questions, should I educate them?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because a lot of well-intentioned white people just don't know that saying, I don't see color is wrong.
Right.
And it takes someone to say, actually, here's why saying I don't see color is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it acknowledges this and this and this. Yeah. And then they're like, I didn't see that. So that's what I feel like my L was, is trying to be helpful. In both interviews, because yeah. I'm only talking about it this time because after the second one, I'm like, oh, this is just going to happen every time.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want it to seem like it's all Jackie Hill Perry's or it's all Candace's interview, because it actually goes all the way back to Ask a Black Gay Guy. Mm-hmm. You think this is bad? Yeah. Ask a Black Gay Guy when I had way less followers, or even worse, when I said I was brainwashed by the black church.
No. Woo! I know they came
you
after you.
You talking about, I never took some arrows like that. When I said I was brainwashed by the black church, which I still stand by, my mama and them, yeah. who meant well,
yeah.
I caught the, how dare you speak of God's people? How dare you say it? Oh, you done went down to L.A. and you feel a different way. But back when you was in El Paso and in North Carolina, you didn't feel that. I mean, like, but also I'm understanding how that, if you look up the terms, that's how I felt. And that was years ago.
Yeah.
So what I don't want to do is get this big platform and then cease to grow,
right.
to maintain. Because guess what? The growing and learning about intersectionality is why you are here.
Listen.
So if I'm not growing, I'm not realizing, oh, snap, I was actually harmful to black women by not being intentional about seeking them out. That's why I felt like, oh, I got a black dude writing my movie. I got a black dude directing and black this and this and that. But if I'm not saying, no, I need to make sure black women, and it was crazy. I didn't tell you this. But I was working with another black person, and he was like, well, I want to make sure I get the best person for the job. And that might not be a black woman. And I'm like, well, you do realize the reason that might not be a black woman is because everybody says that.
Right. I want to get the best person for the job. Woman
and therefore, they don't get the opportunities.
Yeah.
But Lena Dunham freaking sold the pilot to girls at 23 with not even a character Bible, a story arc, a page and a half pitch. Somebody got a freaking buttload of money because they're a white woman and her family was connected and nobody bothered to say, is she the best person for the job?
No.
So if I need to learn, I want to learn in all my ways.
Yeah.
And being challenged, and my cousin is the reason she challenged me on intersectionality, on elitism. I was spewing that same white college over HBCU. My cousin who went to an HBCU was like, here's why you're elitist. And I was like, I'm what?
You're like, wait a minute now. No, I'm not.
But all I'm doing really is just repeating what other people told me that I internalized as true without challenging myself. Mm-hmm. And I want to do that in all my life. Mm-hmm. But what happens on the internet, people ain't trying to hear all that.
They're not. It's hard because this is, because you're learning and you don't yet know where you are settling at,
right?
In your growth. And so people are like, no, you got to say something. So it is what you're doing. I told Kev before we started rolling, you are definitely picking up a very, very heavy cross. And it's going to be very difficult to carry. I'm not saying it's not worth carrying, but it is going to be a difficult road to walk, because you are actually learning. So there is not really a way for you to be like, wait a second, is that going to hurt a lot of people, or should it hurt some people? This series that you're doing is probably going to get you a lot of arrows and some people praising you. And I can't wait to see how you decide to develop it in order for it to actually be what you're trying for it to be, to give people who you normally would not have conversations with the opportunity to talk to you and give their point of view. Even if at the end of the day, you decide, I don't believe that necessarily.
Right. And that's another issue. It's having, and I was talking to my friend about this with parenthood. It's hard when you're a parent, you're basically doing what you think is right at the time.
Right.
And sometimes you find out later, oh snap, that was actually way wrong.
I was messing up.
One thing with my parenthood, I've actually given my parents a lot more grace, because I'm like, oh, y'all was just doing what y'all thought was right with what information you had available.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you don't even have the opportunity to sit on the side, because your kids are like, is this wrong or right? So I can know, like, am I going to get in trouble for this? Is this wrong or right? And I was telling somebody else, I said, the way I feel now, because even Kevin Fredericks at 37, 22-year-old Kev, I would be on Twitter canceling myself. You over here talking with who's it and what's it? You call yourself like the younger version of me who hadn't started to question anything. I would be absolutely obliterating my own current version of myself.
Yeah.
And 55-year-old Kev might look back and be like, oh, look at you, baby Kev.
You're right.
You were so young and ignorant. You don't realize you done either jacked it up or helped it grow.
Yeah.
And I've always said the reason that what the internet does not allow for is people to grow in real time as it happens. We are expecting all of us to be as learned as we all are on every subject.
Yeah.
And that is not possible.
It's not.
How can I be as learned as you with something I just found out about 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's a vulnerable place to be trying to learn in front of people. We don't usually have to do it. Like, we might have to do it in a classroom, but we don't have to do it in front of the world.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it difficult to, like, be vulnerable enough to be completely ignorant in front of people. And I don't mean ignorant as in, like, ignorant behavior, but actually unknowing in front of people and having to take, and people be like, how did you not know? I'm just being honest. I didn't know. I mean, yeah, there are some white people that are doing that too, but I don't know if they're, a lot of white folk aren't, the ones that we're talking about aren't actually taking the steps to try to learn.
Well, and also there's a thing of knowing, everyone knows that trying to masturbate to an 11-year-old.
Is wrong.
There's no way you don't know that.
Yeah.
Blackface is not a new thing.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And then it's the combination of you having all three of these at once.
Right.
And getting, you know what I'm saying? Like 5 years ago, you knew that saying, you knew that making fun of Trayvon Martin's murder
was wrong. And you never did anything to try to learn. That's the big difference of what you're trying to do, is that we see you trying to learn. It's just going to be painful.
It's going
to
be painful. And here's the thing. I will be more careful. I don't want to shrink back from what I think can be overall helpful, but I also don't want to be careless.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'll be more careful about what I say and do and how I'm perceived, because I'm also trying to be a better interviewer. So I'm not interrupting people. I'm not trying to interrupt people as much. And when you don't check them, you're then a better interviewer. But you now did not challenge them on something that you should have thought is wrong. And there's the other thing, Angel, and this is why you can't win. Part of it is what people think I should feel. And maybe if it doesn't line up with what I actually feel.
Yeah.
Now you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Because somebody put on my Instagram today when I posted that I'm going to do this series. They're like, oh, perfect. This is a great time for me to unfollow because I want no parts of this. And I was like, no. Well, you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't think I can. And honestly, somebody else said this too. Every piece of content I make offends somebody. Like, it's not even that, but it's not like whether I thought that was funny or not. It's not the same as whether I thought you were coming for my life.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not the same one-to-one ratio.
I completely get it. Listen, I don't know how you about to wrap and package this show up. I don't know how you going to do it. I'm going to be praying for you, though, Kev. I'm going to be praying that you figure it out. Because this is a hard one. I was like, as soon as I saw the clip of the young lady, I didn't forget her name already.
You are terrible.
I am. What's the child's name?
Jackie Hill-Perry.
Jackie. Soon as I saw the clip, I was like, oh, shucks. I don't know how this is going to go. You're a brave man, but hopefully, like you said, you'll figure out a way to be careful so that the voices that you're amplifying, there's never going to be a way that they're not going to make certain people feel a certain way. But hopefully there's a way to not make, to diminish people and to diminish their existence because of your panelist's point of
view.
And
the other thing is, I do want to learn and grow, and I do feel like a lot of times there might be a space I can operate in that pastors and leaders cannot.
Right.
So I don't want to feel like I'm just like being a Christian clown in this sense of like, well, you can actually help in this by learning and growing about your stuff, but if you're choosing not to for the sake of protecting yourself and your stuff. But at the same time, here's what I want to say, and this is kind of the final thing because I'm a little hungry.
You, Jesus.
Everything I do on any given day can be offensive.
Right.
I want to be helpful more than I am harmful. And I want to learn to be a better person, father, husband, Christian. And I'm working on all those at all times. Some of those, my husbandness is displayed more in the love hour. My fatherness isn't really on display as much. My Christianity is on display in this series. And I think I'm understanding that not everybody will agree with the idea of even doing the videos or not doing the videos or talking to this person or not talking to this person or doing this or that. But I know that by learning from other people, I have learned to grow, and I have learned about other people's experiences from these. So if I avoid that, I feel like I'm basically saying it's okay for me to just think how I think and just continue on in that path, even if that's not the right way.
Yeah. I definitely think you should keep on. I do think you definitely need to go to the drawing board and figure out I'm just gonna be honest, figure out a way to, because like Melissa said, it sometimes when you have people on your platform in this sense, not like Aska is specifically asking a singular person about their walk,
and that's what I thought I was doing,
and you're not,
and that's not that's my biggest mistake, is feeling like that would be perceived the same way. Mm-mm. And it was not, Angel.
Mm-mm. No, it was
perceived very much different.
Very much.
even when I asked a gay black guy, that was somehow seen as his thing. Mm-hmm. But these last two interviews, these were seen as overarching ideas about Christianity. Exactly. As opposed to like, well, this is just what this person thinks, and this is just what this person thinks, and it was not perceived that way.
Well,
no,
listen,
ma'am,
what
no,
you call it? What is it called?
Aska?
No.
Oh, this. Theological Thursdays?
Theological Thursday. You are having people come in to give their overall judgment on theology that has been taught within the black church. Mm. So that is not a singular thing. It is, they are talking about something that many people have had a contact with
and a point of contention or a point of harm.
Come on. So yeah, so,
even me,
listen, people are lying if they ain't some point in time been hurt or harmed within the black church.
Yeah,
it's the truth. It that's just because there are people in the church, and that's what happens. People hurt people. So anyways, I know that there's a way to do it. I'll be praying that the Lord gives you wisdom, that you don't get yourself canceled, because here's the thing, it's not going nowhere, Kev. Okay. You're gonna have to learn
and
at your house by yourself.
I do appreciate my personal audience is more understanding and forgiving. I know that the further a person is from me, the less understanding and forgiving will be, and I know that I can't change that,
right?
So my main idea is that they feel like they understand my heart and my point of view, and then I will feel better about it, even though each individual person might not agree. If the whole is like, I get you, Kev, and I wish you well, that's more than just like this random person on Twitter hated it.
Yeah,
because they have a whole different set of experiences on why they hate it, and that is very real for them.
Yeah,
on both sides, you know. So all right, God bless you. We will see you later, Patreon, this Friday.
Yeah, Friday on my birthday.
Friday on Angel's 21st birthday.
Yeah, you right.
And the rest of you guys, we'll see you next Wednesday on Here's the Thing with Angel and Kev on Stage.
Bye.
And JoJo. Peace.